The Weird Girls Club Podcast
with your hosts, Maeve and Amy.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Another episode. Usually Maeve goes, welcome back to another episode.
Like, I know, the one time I didn't and you stopped, I was like, oh.
And you're listening to the Weird Girls Club Podcast, if you didn't know. And this week we have a very special guest, Enya Martin.
From Give Us a Laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she does, if you don't, you've definitely seen her. If you don't,
yeah,
have
if
it,
you're 100% seen her.
Oh yeah, 100%. It's a lot of 100% happening. Well, if you're wondering why we're in different clothes and we just look different, is because this is our second attempt at the intro. We had a technical difficulty with the first intro we recorded, so we had to redo it. But yeah, we hope you enjoy the episode. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe, and let us know what other guests you want on that we can chit chat to.
Yeah, and enjoy.
Enjoy.
But Enya, thanks so much for coming on, taking the time to chat to us two gobshites.
Yeah, no worries. I'm like the real Enya. I very rarely do podcasts.
So. We've been doing this since, what year did we start? 2020 or 2021? I don't know. It was in pandemic. We were always saying like, oh, we definitely want to have like Enya on because she's fucking gas. Like, you're so funny. You're so relatable though to all Irish people, especially being in Canada, like living in Toronto. Like, everyone knows who you are. Like,
yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's like a little piece at home, do you know what I mean? Because obviously Canadian humour is very different than Irish humour.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Like ants over here, like we all just stick together, all the Irish, like, so everyone
else. Yeah, it's obviously Canada and Australia, like, are very popular with the Irish, but like I'm only back from Orlando, and my other half's, his old boss he's like a head chef, because he's a chef as well, in one of the restaurants in Disney Springs. It's actually an Irish restaurant, and he was saying to him, oh, you know, like, we'd have a job over here if you know problem and stuff. And after going on holiday, I was like, oh, I'd consider going over there. So like, we actually had a conversation about how would Irish humor work over in Florida, you know, like you said, like, Canadians don't have a sense of humor. But the whole online thing, like, I mean, you're talking to me and I'm in Dublin, user in Canada, like, I can still make videos, I can still do online. You know, it's the great thing about the internet now, whereas like, that had happened like 10-20 years ago, I would have been like, yeah, that would never work, you know.
Yeah,
it's usually the sarcasm. They take it very seriously. Oh, like, Irish are very sarcastic. You say something, like, I remember being in work a couple of times and you say something as a joke and they're like, oh my God, really? And you're like, no, Jesus.
No, it is. They don't get it at all.
Like, yeah, that's mad.
Even my sister, she worked in New York, like, just for like a summer. And she was working in a bar and she'd be like, say, not the way they say her food, like, she'd be like, Jesus, you milked that. And he'd be like, sorry, what? Like, what? And she was like, you weren't half hungry, were you? And they were like, yeah, I was very hungry. Like, they just did not get sarcasm in this. Like, such offense to it. She was like, right, lesson learned. Just short me with these people. I am not going to bother. But not they're not all like that, though. Like, some of them do. Like, they can take it.
I think New York, like, I think you could definitely walk stand up over there, because you know, there's obviously a huge Irish population in New York. Comedy, they're known for the comedy clubs, and I actually follow a girl, I forgot her name now, but she lives in New York, and she always puts up clips of her in one of those comedy clubs that Des Bishop and stuff does. But as long as you just slow down the talking, because we do talk very fast.
Yeah, we do.
You like, you're not gonna turn around and be like, so has anyone here ever been to the flats in Ballymun? Like, I'm not going to get that. You know what I mean? Don't talk about Ballymun, or like, just say in Ireland, we have this neighborhood, you know, you just have to kind of like, I suppose, adjust it a bit. That's all.
That's it. Yeah. 100%.
You could definitely make it work. But yeah, there's things like that where you'd have to talk a bit slower, and some of the sarcasm they wouldn't get. But definitely, I think you could definitely make it work though. I mean,
we're really nudging you to come over this side of the world.
It's something I've always wanted to try though, like, to live abroad, because I used to be such a homebird. Like, I remember like staying in my friend's house. I don't know what other issues that happened to you, but she'd only live 4 doors up, and I used to ring my man in the middle of the night, I want to come home.
So 100%. I think everyone had a friend like that where they go to people and they're like, okay, I'm going home now, when it's
that was me. That was me.
Oh, I'd say that.
that was me.
Oh God, and it's like, You can't like leave in the middle of the night because you have a house alarm, and you're like, oh, awful.
You're gonna have to ring your mom and be like, can you like come down and get me? Can you read it now and say I want to go?
Yeah,
you can
say the
sticky. Yeah.
Oh, so.
You should definitely go over and do a show. Like, you definitely have people coming. Like,
yeah.
100%. The Irish are really over here. Like, they do, any Irish person that comes over, like, they do support the Irish. That's the, like, yeah. Well, that's what I've noticed in anyway.
Yeah, even when I went to Dubai, there's a huge Irish community over there. I actually went over to McGettigan's. They asked me and a couple of other Irish comedians to go over because obviously they have a big Irish population.
Yeah.
And that was a really cool experience. But the amount of like people who come up to me after, like young Irish girls, you know, my age, your age, and they were teachers or they were nurses. And like, it was so weird, like just hearing like Finglas accents and stuff. And like, yeah. United Arab, you know what I mean? United Arab Emirates. But like, yeah, but it's weird how like they're just everywhere, you know, they just colonize everywhere, the Irish. Yeah. And they all like stick together, that's what they said. Like, I had a lot of messages being like, oh, I was thinking about going over to Dubai and doing it by myself, and you know, being a teacher or a nurse, etc. And I was like, you should go, like there's such a huge Irish population, like Canada and Australia. Like, I don't think there's actually a fella that I follow online. He used to be in the same gym as me, and he went over to Australia, and it was only going back a couple of months ago, and then I seen like he was back in Dublin, and I was like, oh, did you come back from Australia? And he was like, yeah, it just wasn't for me. He said that he found that he was always on his own over there. The lads that he knew over there weren't meeting up with him and stuff. Like, did you find that when you went over? Like,
I think I was kind of lucky because I knew people over when I was coming over. Like, only like one or two, because I came over with my fella. Like, so they grew up in the flats together, so they knew each other. But after you kind of get settled, you kind of, I don't think you stick as well together because you're kind of settled and you start, like, meet up and like, yeah. I didn't know Amy when I moved here,
but yeah, we lived, like, my dad lived in Drumna, but she lived in Crumlin, like, what, 10-minute walk from Drumna. We didn't know each other in Ireland, met her through like people we know, because I had cousins who knew people here, so I'd meet up with them, and that's how we met. But like that, there is loads of Irish, like, I mean, there's girls over here doing lashes, so it's like everyone's going to get their lashes and their nails,
Irish people,
in their little like, it's, it still sometimes feels like home that way, because you could be walking down the street and you'll just hear like
a bottom accent
or like someone from Tala or wherever, and you're like
the O'Neill tracksuit bottoms are doing that fuck around the world. You can spot an Irish, she's in GAA shorts, like,
yeah,
100%.
Yeah, like,
no, you do get like some people I know have gone home, so it's like, oh yeah, it's not for me, like, you just can't say it, which is like,
it's not like, for everyone.
It's not for everyone, but I think the pandemic fucked everyone up as well, like when you are stuck on your own, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. When we were over in Orlando, we stayed with his old boss. We stayed with him for two nights. It was the final two nights that we were there, and they live in the suburbs. And, you know, his wife, his name is Mark, and his wife's name is Malvina. She's from Poland, but she's really, really good English. And, like, they met over in Ireland, and she was like, oh, you know, I was the one who pushed him to try and move to Florida and give it a go. He was given a job opportunity. And she said during COVID, she was like, I actually did want to go home. She was like, because I knew I hadn't got the option to go home. And she was like, I felt, you know what I mean?
When you can't, you want it.
Yeah.
I definitely went through that because I was only here like 4 or 5 months before COVID. And then it was like, oh, I'm just wasting my money here paying rent. I could go home and pay my for free. But if you've made it through that, I think you'd be grand abroad.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Like, the fact that, you know, you just got there and then COVID hit, and that would give you every reason to just go home and be like, oh, it's not my time or whatever, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But we're here now. I'll be on to you again. I'll be bribing you to come over.
I'm sure. Do you know what? I'm sure I actually will, because I know Ryan Collins. Do you know Ryan Collins?
That's the fella I knew coming over.
No way.
Yeah. That's like Aaron grew up in the flats. I'm like,
that's mental. Yeah, because I remember watching his videos before I started doing videos, the Maureen videos, and I was like, I'd love to do something like that, but I was still kind of like a bit reluctant to put myself out there. You know, I'll just stay entertaining my friends and family for the time being. But like, when I started seeing his videos, and then when I started making videos, he contacted me, and I was a bit starstruck. I was like, oh my God, like, I remember watching your videos. Yeah, it's mental, isn't it?
And mad.
It's crazy how it works. Like, if you put yourself out there, what you can get back. But we ended up doing a little collab. Jesus, like, looking back at some of the videos I made, I'd be cancelled if I'd done them today. Like, it's, do you know what? It's not like I'm a session mom and I'm out every weekend, and, you know, obviously plenty of people are, but like, I'd be into videos and I'd pretend that like I'm at a session and stuff. And some of the things I'd be doing, I'd be like, I can't believe I put that out there on the internet. Like, I think the videos are still there if you look for them.
That's mad. Like, that's how much of a small world it is. So, like, you're telling me about Ryan Collins, and I'm like, oh, that's the fella that I just talked about when I started. Like, everyone knows fucking everyone in Ireland. I'm telling you.
And like he looks like he's fitting in so well. Like he's in a hair salon and stuff. And like I obviously still follow him on Instagram and like he's home, I think, quite frequently, but like he looks like he's having a great time over there. And it's
he's having a great life.
It's always a plane ride away, and that's what I was told as well by you know, our friends over in Florida. Like, it's literally an 8-hour flight. Like, that's the tough thing about Australia. Like, you know, if there was ever an emergency.
It's long. Yeah. And stop over as well. So you kind of have to play. You don't know how long your stopover is going to be as well, do you know what I mean?
I know. And you know what, during COVID as well, like they were really, really strict with our people coming in and out. And like, he had friends who lived over there, and like, they didn't come home for about 3 or 4 years. It was awful. Like, that would make me like want to ring my mom and be like,
like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Getting smuggled because
do you know what I mean? That's exactly That's it. It's when you're told now, but we'll jump into the hypothetical questions.
Oh yeah, we'll just
they're very random, so don't take them seriously.
Fourth one: if you could be a fly on the wall, who would you want to listen in on?
I don't know whether this is a good or bad thing, but I would love
to go and start to an answer. I don't know if it's
like, I remember seeing a clip on TikTok there recently of Drew Barrymore. I know the way she has a talk show, and she asked Eva Longoria, or whatever way you fucking pronounce it, and she said, if you were able to hear all the things people said about you, if you were able to know like what they've said about you, and like, here's a book or here's a video of what everybody has said about you ever, would you want to watch it? Would you want to read it? And she was just like, no. She was like, in my head, everybody loves me. But because of the work I do, I'm always like, obviously thinking, did I do a good comedy show? Like, were people really that impressed? Did he just look at me arse saying they really had a good time? So I would love to be a fly on the wall in the women's toilets after one of my shows.
Oh, that's a good answer. That's a
really good answer.
Because they meet you in the, like, somewhere, you know, afterwards. Like, I don't really go out after my shows, but they're always going to come up to you and be just like, oh, that was brilliant, blah, blah. But you're really going to know what they think when they're in the toilets and they're talking to someone who doesn't know you, or, you know, didn't go see it and stuff. Yeah.
This way, if they made it to the end of the show, it must have meant you are good.
That's always a good thing, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It just means like I always try to be better than I was the last show. But like I was only saying to your manager the other day that if someone texts me and says, oh, you were absolutely brilliant, like sometimes people do go away and they message you on Instagram like, oh, you were brilliant in Vicar Street last night or whatever, and I'm like, well, why didn't the other 900 people text me and say that they had a good time? I must have been shit.
You're like refreshing your meshes, like, maybe
yeah.
Yeah, it's a mind fuck, like.
Yeah, because you're always like second guessing yourself in a sense as well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, your biggest critic, like, totally are. And I know, like, some, like, there's nothing someone could say to me that hasn't crossed my mind myself, that I haven't said to myself, you know. But like, obviously you do have to have some belief in yourself, because you wouldn't be putting yourself out there, because you know, there is an element of me that, like, oh no, you are going to entertain people, because otherwise I wouldn't put myself out there, and then I'd probably be still walking in extra vision, you know. So
what about extra vision? What?
Yeah, that's the, do you know what, like, I was in college and I was working there for 4 years, like, when I was in college, and then it closed down, and then I ended up getting a couple of internships, and I think I was doing an office internship in marketing, and that was the last thing I done then before I went out and just took the comedy by the horns. It's mad. Even me fella does always slag me, what job, all you do is sit in your hole, and I'm like, I hear more money than you sitting at me hole.
Oh, stop.
But it's I'm totally, like, I know this is probably gonna come up later on the podcast, but I've totally noticed how much busier I'm getting. Obviously COVID, like, took a massive, like, my career took a massive hit because of COVID, and I thought to myself, and that's the thing with being self-employed as well, because you actually only realize yourself, where am I going to make an income? Like, I can't perform anywhere, I can't do any shows, I can't work anywhere in general, because everywhere would be shutting down. It was a concerning time, like, because I don't know whether, did they have the COVID payment in Canada?
They did, didn't they?
I think so, yeah. But I don't think we were lucky, like we got to work from home for a bit, but I don't know if we would have been able to get it because we were
on our visas.
Yeah, we were just here like on 2 year kind of working visas. So I don't know if we would get it. But
get the fuck out. Yeah, okay.
Otherwise I definitely would have been packing the bags and gone home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that was the great thing about Ireland, because I was just like, where am I going to make an income? Like, how am I going to support myself? And then obviously they came along with the COVID payment, which was great, and it was such a good crutch. And because up until that point, I was obviously dependent on income from shows and, you know, working with brands online. But I have noticed recently that it's getting to the stage now where there's not enough hours in the day, if you know what I mean. I'm like, I actually have loads to do. I have to reply to this email. I have to work with this brand. I have to make videos for this. I have to promote this show. I'm on the radio now on the weekends as well. Like, I'm really, really busy. And for the first time, I'd say, since I went there on my own, I'm noticing now that, like, right, it's really starting to pick up. And obviously, like, I'm making more money as well when it's picking up. But which is great as well. Like, but it's, I always remember the times where I was sitting on my hole and like there was no coming in. Yeah, yeah, you do. Like, I remember actually sitting with me other half. We were up in the food court in Iffey Valley, and I was like, I have X amount in my bank account, and Christmas is only around the corner. There's no brand work coming in. I've no shows, and you do start to panic. You do start to get worried. So it is a fickle business, being like, I can only forecast so long, if you know what I mean. To think, like, I don't know where I'm going to be this time next year, what type of work I'm going to have. Like, so it's a risky business. Like, so you constantly have to be putting out content and staying relevant.
Yeah, that's it.
Because it's a COVID felt never ending as well. So when you're in that and it's like, okay, we thought this was going to be like a little quick 6 week, little holiday from work kind of not having to go in. And then it was like, what, like the guts of 3 years almost. Like, I mean, this time last year, I know here still had restrictions, like here in Canada. You forget about that, because then once you got to summer, it was kind of gone. It's like, right, we're forgetting about the last 3 years. They didn't happen.
It's hard. I even lost track of, like, you know, what year it was, etc. and stuff. But like, I'll never forget like that whole, and you know what, there was some positives to COVID as well, because I found I was doing a lot of live shows and I was taking my eye off the ball with my page, and I wasn't putting up that much content. So what happened then, when lockdown hit, all I was doing was sitting at home. So I actually started putting out more videos, and I still have people coming up to me now, well, just kind of after COVID ended, being like, oh yeah, videos kept me going during lockdown. So it was like, that was kind of one of the pros of lockdown.
So many people going, though, yeah, you know what I mean? Fucking doing. Like, you can go on and have a laugh as well. Like, I was only watching your video earlier, the one you put up of, sorry, it was the most relatable video I think I've ever seen in my fucking life. It was the one where the fella's gone out and you're like, yeah, Hoover being like, I'm so glad I didn't go out last night. Like, you're all smug. I literally sent it to Aaron straight away. I was like, that's fucking me on the daily with him. I was delighted. I was like, thank God someone's had to put into a fucking video. Now I'll just send it to him every weekend. Like, that's in a video.
Like, so, even when I walk some Friday nights, like his Friday night, his pub night is a Friday night with his friends, you know, and like, I will always be like, so what are we doing on Saturday? And he's like, oh, we'll go on a hill walk up to Bray. I was like, yeah, because I'm walking Saturday night, so I can't do anything with you Saturday night. And he's like, all right. And I'll be texting like when he's out on a Friday night, and I'm just like, I hope you aren't going to be pissed, Gary, because like, we have to go on that hike tomorrow. He's like, I'm not, I'll be grand. And then he'll wake up the next morning and I'll be looking at him and I'll be like, you're hungover, aren't you? You're hungover. I was like, look at me fucking fresh now. Like, I was, we're supposed to be going on a hill walk.
It's a hiking boots on, ain't you?
The last thing he wants to be doing, like,
stuff. You have to hang them on their word though as well. Like,
I'm real like that. I'm like, you're not letting me down. It's all about balance, you know what I mean? You can have your fun with your mates, but you have to have your fun with me too.
But they never learn, and that's the thing. No. They don't learn, like they'll do the exact same thing the next week.
Ah, oh, cool. I'm not drinking next week, I'm off it.
Yeah, what the struggle.
You end up being,
I was fresh, yeah. They were talking about.
I was like, your mates always get the fresh version of you when you go up there on a Friday night. I never get the fresh version of you.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Yeah. What's the
The second question I ask is, what's the worst song ever? It shouldn't have been made. When it comes on, ears are lean. You want to turn it off.
What's the worst song ever?
Yeah.
I don't know about worst song, but I just think the music this day and age is shit. Like, if you look at like the Spotify charts, like the top 10, they all sound a bleeding same. Like, do you know what I mean?
That's
I'm trying to I'm trying to think of what was the worst song, and like, I think that song, Dance Monkey. Yeah, I fucking hated that song.
Yeah,
I can't stand that song
because it was just everywhere for so long, and it's like, I don't get it.
It's just that it's just so repetitive when you hear that one line, like in your head.
It reminds me of a kid song, like it just, like, I don't know,
song or something.
Yeah, like I just didn't like it when it came out, and anytime I would hear me mom, I was like, oh, I love that song. I fucking hate it.
I understand your hatred for that song. I don't like that song either.
And like, I like Ed Sheeran, but like, he is overplayed to fuck on Irish radio stations, like, and I think all his songs are starting to sound the same. So I'm not going to say I don't like his music, but there is certain songs where I'm just like, I'm sick of hearing that song.
They are overplayed, 100%. Mm-hmm.
It's like, that song came out about 5 years ago now. Why am I still hearing that on the radio?
Like, even his new songs, I think, are kind of, they are similar in my, like, the way I'm hearing to other songs, like, that he has. Like,
I went to see him in Croke Park, I did last summer, and I just don't think his music has the type of energy that could like bring Croke Park alive, like Coldplay. Like, I didn't see them in Croke Park. Now I know they were in Croke Park, but like, he just hadn't got the energy like for Croke Park. Yeah, like, it was all like slow songs. Like, it wasn't like, you know, Robbie Williams, loads of rock music or whatever. Like,
if you're going to do that like that, you need to actually have like a performance, like a budget for actual like performance. Like, we went to see the Lewis Capaldi on Friday, over here, like. And he was brilliant, but he wasn't playing, like, he was in a smaller venue.
Yeah.
And it was just mainly him on the stage. Like, but he was doing literally comedy in between each song. Like,
yeah, like, taking
like, he had
piss.
People in knots laughing, like,
laughing.
But it was just him, but he put on a good show because it wasn't a big, huge stadium that he's playing to. It was more like,
it was
more intimate, small. I would say. Like, you know, that kind of.
Yeah. Home. Like, I so just, I think.
Fucking heartbroken on Lewis Capaldi. Everyone's fucking blasting their ears out of it.
Yeah.
Fucking, I know, because all his type of music is all about heartbreak. And like, I think he was saying he was thinking about packing it in and all because he gets so nervous and his Tourette's and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, if the music career fails, like, you'll succeed at comedy. Like, do you know what I mean? The chat does.
Yeah.
Every TikTok video goes viral like that he does.
Yeah.
No, he's gas. He's so funny.
Yeah. That definitely helped, I think, with breaking up. Because he'd sing like two or three songs. Then he'd start talking, but he'd either take the piss out of someone in the crowd or he'd like take the piss out of himself. Like, at one point, he was like, oh, I've been playing the piano for this whole song. He's like, I don't know how to fucking play. And he's standing
like,
in the middle.
I'm not actually playing the piano. And he's like, someone played the piano and someone's like playing the piano in the background.
He's like, in the middle of the stage. Like, it definitely helped. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was good. He was good. But you get what you mean with Ed Sheeran, like, with playing at like Pro Park around. Like, I think you need a bigger production to actually bring it to life.
Yeah. Like
your guitar and your little ginger head's not going to go. Like,
yeah, exactly. Because he was the only one on the stage and he just had that guitar. Like, and I'm just like,
go to YouTube and see even closer. With me, like
he was getting lost, like, on the stage because it was just him, you know. If he had a big band around him, like,
yeah,
would have been intense. Like, I'll never forget Coldplay were like probably the best people I've ever seen, the best band I've ever seen in concert. Like, and I went to see them twice. And like, they were just unreal. Like, and even like Adele, like, I don't think Adele will ever tour again, but she, even if she did Croke Park, I don't know whether she'd be able to pull it off. Like, even though she'd be able to fill it, I'd say. But
she'd fill it. But can you actually put on like a show?
Yeah.
Like, that's not just us listening to your CD. Like,
yeah, she has got a couple of like upbeat tunes, but like, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know if she'd be suitable in a big venue. Like, I know she's in Vegas at the moment where it's like smaller. I think she's like in Caesar's Palace or something. But it's small. Yeah. It's not a stadium. Like, it's a theater. Do you know that kind of way? I think.
Yeah.
And you know what she's been doing, actually, because obviously I'd say it costs a fortune to sit up at the front at her concerts. Do you see what she's doing? She's doing like she picks out one of the tickets from the back row up at the back of the room.
Yeah,
and like, she gives you the opportunity to come up and sit up the front. Like, yeah.
Stop. I'm going to Vegas in October and she's playing and I'm trying to bribe Aaron to buy me a ticket. Like, starting at like $350, I think it is, for nosebleeds each. Like, and I was like, she's worth it. I was like, do you want to listen to me sing Adele the whole week in your ear, or do you actually want to go see her? He was like, I'll listen to you for $350 each. I'll listen to fucking you. Like,
yeah.
I was like, but we'd hook you up at the front. Like, he's like, no, I'm alright.
I think she only does it to one person because I saw a TikTok.
Well, if Aaron, if he gets picked, he's staying up in the office. Like, he doesn't want to be picked.
So I saw TikTok. Like, yeah. She was like, oh no, I only have one. So are you leaving your friend? And your one was like, yeah, she rents in the front. Yeah, no.
Rocky, like, up at the front of Adele. I'd sell me fucking soul.
I know, and she loves interacting with the fans as well, like when she's at the show, like, so yeah. I'd be starstruck. I would, like, yeah, she just, there's very few people where I'd be like Miley Cyrus now, I would saw me arm off to go see her. I swear to God, I'd be like, she's just, I just think she's amazing. Even the covers that she does, like on YouTube and stuff, like, she just, like, her voice, I remember years ago when she used to do like 7 Things I Hate About You and stuff like that, I was like, really, kind of,
I love that song.
The oldies.
She's
absolutely unreal. Like, and yeah, if there's one song I love, I know, like, it's played to death now on the radio over here, but Flowers, or is like in the Nadine Kyle version, Flyers. But yeah, I love Flyers. I can't sing it. Me and Crossy, we do the radio together. We can't sing it like the same way anymore. It's like Akambama on Flyers.
We're gonna be saying that now over here.
You'll never be able to listen to it the same again now. Well, Flyers.
Did you have to ruin the song? Because
you never see that clip of Nadine Kyle. She's on like a breakfast show and she's baking some, and they were just like, do you like kind of baking stuff? She was like, I like baking, mixing things with lots of flyer.
Lara, stop. No, I have to look that up now. No, maybe I don't. Yeah, I have to hear it. The room and
sorry.
Speaking of celebrities, who would you most like to switch lives with for like a day or a week in a celebrity?
Like for money or lifestyle or what?
Whatever they make in the week, we'll let you keep.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I mean, if you want, yeah, but like kind of the life, see what their life's like, kind of like for, let's say, a week.
Like, can it be a man or a woman? Like,
yeah, yeah, anyone. It can be dead or alive as well.
Dead or alive,
you won't be making,
you can switch. I mean, maybe alive, since you can't really switch lives with that person.
Well, like, yeah, like if I could bring him, this one's, yeah, so this would be a fella, right? But I'm just so interested in his life because I actually used to fancy the whole of him when I was a kid, and it's the reason that I started following football, Cristiano Ronaldo. Right now, he's like a fucking plastic Ken doll now, like, he's nowhere near as good as he was years ago.
Than what I thought you were gonna say.
I used to have a shrine to this fella in my room, like posters all over the room, like, and he used to be gorgeous back when he was in his early 20s, and now, like, he can tell he's after getting loads of work done, like, he actually looks like a borderline woman now, like, do you know what I mean?
Tacky. I don't know, he gives tacky vibes.
Yeah, do you know what? He gives, like, do you ever, like, go to Spain or, like, Turkey or something like that, and the lads over there, like, they'll literally just put their leg over anything, like, that reminds you of, like, the way he dresses and stuff, like, it's like he's wearing fake Gucci or, like, fake Louis Vuitton, like, I'm really not trying to sell this whole, I'd love to switch lives with him, am I?
I was like, where is she going with this?
I would actually, I'd love to have his lifestyle, because so much money that he has, every goal he's ever like achieved or like wanted to achieve, like, he smashed it, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, I think he's probably one of the most famous people in the world, like, you know, and I would love to, like, I obviously like fancy the whole often, but like, just like how much more, I'd say that the chap's a billionaire, like, and he just has boats here. Like, imagine having a yacht out your back garden. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just, for the money, I'd probably love to switch lifestyles with him. But I just feel like all celebrities have very chaotic lifestyles, don't they? It's just like,
They do, in fairness.
I don't know if I can even think of a female, like, because some of them are very good at being private. Like, I actually like, I love Jennifer Aniston from Friends, but she's too private for me to be like, would I want our life, because I don't know enough about it, you know?
Yeah, like, is she that interesting, because we don't really know Anne? Like, is she just living our daily life?
Yeah, but you know what? In a way, I kind of like that, because she's obviously worth a fortune. And then also, she is very private. And that's the way I'd want to be if I had that level of fame. Like, no one really knows Anne about her, you know?
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Cristiano is a good one though.
Yeah, that was random.
That was very random. Very random.
Wasn't expecting it at all. But the last one then, in one sentence, how would you sum up the internet?
Oh God, well, you know, there's pros and cons. Obviously it's responsible for my income and I was able to put myself out there to like tons of people rather than just be friends and family in the living room. So that, but and then like the bad side of it is anyone has access to it. Like go back 20, 30 years ago, you weren't aware of the amount of fucking sociopaths that are out there. Yeah. Like anyone has access to it. Like someone who is like, you know, a psychopath can just log on, troll you, do whatever they want. Whereas like years ago, couldn't do that. Like if you just didn't like someone, you just had to keep it to yourself. Whereas like anyone can just use a keyboard now, so it's dangerous, but it's good in the same sense, you know. So
yeah.
That's how I describe it.
But some people get an awful life online. Like an example is we have another like guest lined up, and she's an Irish girl as well. Do you know her, Monica?
Yeah.
And we had our tagged in some poet, I think it was International Women's Day or something, and we had our tagged in it. You want to see the messages we got just for tagging her and the links they sent us to like full on hate pages about her and all these supposedly bad things she's done. And I was like, I literally just texted her, like, that's disgusting. Like, I'm not even joking. I've never in my life. Now, am I surprised for who she is? Like, after hearing she already got so much hate, I'll probably tell you like after I film who it is if you're curious, but disgusting. Like I was like, we haven't even talked to her yet and that's the hate. We haven't even had an episode right yet and that's the hate she's getting just from us tagging, like just tagging our name. Someone actually went through it with like multiple people with Fine 2Com. We'd multiple people tagged, like it was targeted just at her. And like I haven't seen that in bad about her. But that's
like
just like a random hate blog kind of thing. It was disgusting. Like it was disgusting. It was crazy. Shocking. Like nitpicking. Like madness.
Sad though. It's sad. Like because I know like those tattle pages and stuff. Like I've never searched my name on it. I'm not that I'm that interesting. Do you know what I mean? I play it really low on my page. Don't put up much about myself. Try to be down the middle when it comes to politics and stuff. Yeah. But like I would never search myself, but like I've seen other things about other people on it. Like, you know, I've seen screenshots of things on it. And I'm like, people actually sit down with a cup of tea and think, right, you know, I'm gonna watch the soaps now at about 8 o'clock, but I'm gonna log on to Tattle at 7:30 and I'm gonna accidentally fucking degrade someone. Like, how sad is that? And you know what? I've learned to like deal with like trolls. Like, I don't get much trolling, I don't. But I'm probably going to invite you now after this. But
Ed Sheeran fans are after you.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, but you know what? I've learned to like able to detach myself when I see something negative said about me. I'm just like, I would never be able to log on and just be like, oh, you know, this podcast fucking shite, like Scarlifies. Like, you would want to have something really like bad going on in your head for you to think that that's okay. Like, you would want to be reared in a certain way to think that that's okay. So I'm happy to say like that I'm someone who isn't a sociopath, actually, you know, thinks about other people's feelings before I type something. And it really just says more about that person. I actually do feel sorry for them because I'm like, what type of life do you have that you think it's okay to say something like that? Like, do you know what I mean? Oh, like, what type of morals? I'd love to see
people that have on their taglines, be kind. If you click on
that, it's the same.
What? Yeah. Be kind? You're fucking giving someone death. Like,
they can't be the full shilling. Like, they can't be because I've often like scrolled by people online and I'm just like, oh, she fucking wrecks my head. Like, do you know what I mean? But I just think it and I just keep scrolling. Like, to go out of your way and say it, like, you're being like malicious and like, it's just, you're obviously not a very nice person. Like, and then do you know what sometimes you get as well? When you reply and be just like, what the fuck? Like, or something like, okay, whatever. Like, that's, I don't really care. And they're like, oh no, I'm only messing. I actually really do like your videos. They're trying to provoke a response from you.
That's
exactly. They want attention, like, and they think the only way I'm going to get attention is if I insult her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. It'll stand out. Like, the message will stand out and she might respond. Like,
yeah. I just couldn't be hearing that much about someone I don't know that's online that I'd have to go and be like, write up a blog post or like start texting other accounts or even just commenting on stuff. It's like, just unfollow them or block them. If you don't want to see their content, you don't like it. Like,
but it's like
they're not hurting anyone. Like what's the
but it's problem? Like, they get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Of just like, being nasty. Like
I remember seeing a quote before, and you're like, you'll never get insulted by someone who's doing better than you. Like, you won't. Like, if some people are either intimidated by your confidence, and you know what, 95% of the trolling I get are from middle-aged men or lads. Like, and it's, I definitely think it's a sexist thing, like, or like, they just think, like, women can't be funny or something.
We were only said any bad comments we get has never been from a woman. It's only middle-aged women.
And you know what? Because they're intimidated by their confidence. And that's what, on TikTok's the worst for. Like, I don't really post stuff on TikTok because I just think it's getting worse than Twitter now. And, like, you can just set up an anonymous account. With Instagram now, they are getting a bit better at it. Like, you can block someone and any other account that they create. Yeah, but like that's the one thing I don't like about the internet is that like anyone has access to it, and like I said, you don't realize the amount of fucking head cases that are out there until the internet actually came out.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's crazy. They're all in groups together.
Yeah.
Like flies to shame.
Yeah.
But it has its ups and downs, really.
Definitely.
Yeah, no, look, like it has plenty of positives as well, like, and it brings people closer together. Like, you know, imagine you was living over in Canada now. Like, would the amount of people who do live abroad, would they have done that now if there was no internet? Like, imagine, I remember like people who used to live in Australia, and you'd have to ring them on a house phone. It cost you a fucking arm and a leg, and you'd have to communicate by postcards. Like, I remember a woman who used to live 3 doors up from your ma, used to go to Spain and send her a postcard, and she'd be home and all on the postcard.
I'm still waiting on my Christmas card from your fucking ma.
Oh God!
Well, that's kind of a book, right?
But like, do you remember actually when you used to go to Spain, and if you wanted to ring home, you'd have to buy this little card, and it'd have like 60 minutes on it, or something. Yeah. You'd have to do it for like 2 minutes a night or something.
Like, dial up internet and everything. Do you remember dial?
Oh yeah, no, I do remember that. Like, I remember back 2005, I think, back in the Bebo and MSN days. Like,
yeah, but when I still hear that noise in my head, you know, when it was dialing up.
Oh god, I used to take fucking 3 walking days to download a song, like.
But you know what? Even my sister used to download them off LimeWire and all, but they used to be like, you know, like an ad or something set at the front of the song. And now every time I hear certain songs, I'm waiting for the ad. That's the way I hear it, like.
Yeah. Oh my god, remember LimeWire? Jesus.
Stop me, dad. I used to be going mad with all the viruses.
Like, that's the thing now as well. Like, even with Spotify, like, how you can just go on Spotify, €7 or €8 a month or whatever, and just listen to whatever song you like. Yeah. Whereas, like, back in 2005, 2006, we had to sit at a computer for 3 hours and wait for one song to download.
Yeah.
Like, it's mental.
Or you'd be recording your ringtone off the radio.
Oh, God, yeah. And, like, the record quality would be shit. Yeah,
oh, it'd be me terrible. All, like,
using it as your voicemail.
On the song. We ringtone. We both shale as well. Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah. And then you'd go out with your friends and they'd all be recording it off your phone, and you'd get a new song off your phone. That was shocking. Jesus Christ.
Oh my god, I feel so old.
Before we got cut off. But
she even came back in. I'm like, she's after leg.
She's like, I'm done now. Time to see. Fuck off.
No.
It's a kind of just a bit like more about you than random questions, but so you started posting videos on Facebook, was it, in 2014?
Yeah, so I was posting on my personal page, and then I made the Giz a Laugh page December 2014.
Jesus.
And yeah, like I know, like it's after flying by. Like, now I've obviously evolved, like, you know, mountains from when I started, like, and it's funny when I look back at the videos, because even my voice, I sound younger even with my voice and stuff like that. Like, it'd be like next December 2024 will be 10 years. Like,
that's crazy. Mental.
Yeah. And to, like, I never would have thought I'd be where I am now, you know, back then. Like, I just called the kids a laugh because I was like, oh, I'll just make a few sketches and stuff. But
yeah,
like, it took a couple of years, a few years probably, I'd say, you know, about 4 or 5 years for me to actually start making money off it. And like, people used to always be like, oh, would you ever do stand-up? And I'd be like, absolutely not a chance and stuff. Really? Like, because I used to like the idea of just being able to hide behind a camera, like just sitting in the room, no one to judge you. But, you know, putting yourself out on the internet, like, it's scary as well. Like, I remember when I posted my first video, I just shut the laptop down straight away. Like, I was like, oh God, people are going to, like, slag me. It's going to be awful. Like, thinking the worst. And then,
yeah,
It was a shanta video, and I was basically like taking the piss out of girls who, like, you know, think their fella like is God and like the big scumbag on, and like they're just always on Facebook. Oh, my fella done this and he done that, and like everyone knows in the estate what he's like and what he does. And everyone, like you said, relatable. Everyone knows someone like that. So I think most of my videos are built around who can tag their friend in this, or who can tag their man in this. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's where all the ideas.
Do you know what I mean? That's so relatable. And they're so Irish as well. Yeah.
Oh, totally, yeah. Like, I couldn't make a video about something that people couldn't relate to, because I know it just do shit. I'd be like, there's no point making a video about a private joke between me and my fella or me and my friend, because people be like, what is this? You know, you have to make it about something that you know is universal, that you know everybody goes through. So, like, relationships, holidays, you know, friend groups and stuff like, so,
to be gas.
Yeah, like, they always do the best ones. Like, even the one that I only put up there when I got back from Florida, it was things you say on a night out after 40, or like what nights out are like after 40. And like that went like super viral. Like that did really well, because everyone who's over the age of 40 feels like that. And I'm like, I don't think I'm the only one who feels like that. So that's why I made a video. And like, clearly I'm not, like, you know, so it's just.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's
like people are growing with you, because people that were watching you like nearly 10 years ago, I know 10 years ago, do you know what I mean, who I followed you kind of and watched you.
That's even bizarre, like, to think about that. I'm making videos now about like what it feels like to be 40, and I started making videos in my early 20s. Like, I think it was 23 or something like that, 24 when I started making them. And like, it's crazy to think now, like, that, like, I'd say a lot of the people who followed me back then were the same age as me, and they're getting older now, or like, it's crazy to think, like. And I do always think to myself, Jesus, imagine I had kids, like, I would have a gold mine, like, to make me love it, like, because everyone can relate to fucking shit about kids.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you'd be on bleeding mom talk and everything.
I'd imagine, like, just having kids to exploit them, like, just be like, you are just popping videos now. Feed yourself.
I've just had you for money, like.
Yeah,
it's grand.
Like, yeah, like, even remember I used to do the videos with Rory Stories. Like, he
done a show over here, actually, I think a few years ago. I think I was here. Yeah, he done a show here. And it was on all the Irish, like, Irish in Toronto pages, like, get your tickets here. He done a show here, nearly 1,000% sure.
Yeah. He probably did, because I know he done one in New York as well. But, like, when we started making videos, we were doing them, obviously, about relationships. And, like, they used to do really well. Because... everybody's in a relationship, well, not everybody, but like, you know, everybody has been in a relationship or is in one. And like, me and him are in long-term relationships, and we were just like, oh, does this happen to you, Enya? And I'm just like, yeah. He's like, right, well then let's make a video about it, because everyone else must go through it as well, you know.
Because you are kind of around the same time, weren't you?
Yeah, I think he started a bit before me, but what started to happen was we were getting too associated with each other. So like, we weren't our own people anymore, like, we weren't our own brand. It's like, oh, it was either you're the girl who does the videos with Rory Stories, or else, oh, you're the fella that does the videos with Giz a Laugh. But I think mostly it was you're the girl who does the videos with Rory Stories. And like,
yeah, so you kind of needed
it was
to
like
that. It's kind of like your own brand as well, like.
Yeah, I felt like I was losing that, and I felt like if I put up any other videos about something else, they didn't do as well, because it was like I was getting most of my followers from the couple videos, and it was like, oh no, we don't like them, we just want to see the videos of you in a relationship. And like, a lot of people used to think we were actually together, like.
Well, I remember, like, when I used to see the videos, I wasn't sure if you
but it is a mad setup though, because it's not something that you would think you would see in Ireland, like.
Yeah. And
like, I remember thinking because he approached me and he was like, would you be up for making like videos and stuff and blah blah, and I was like, yeah, I'll give it a go, like. But like, a lot of people thought we were actually together, and like, it used to annoy me, because like, some people would obviously just probably think it, and then other people would go out of their way to like write in the comment section, you know, months later, like, or years after we stopped making videos, being like, is she not the one who was writing Rory Stories? Like, things like that. And I'm like, what the fuck? Or like, he put up a video. Why don't I tell you this story? We went to his wedding. He actually invited me and Garrett to his wedding, and like, it was a great day. And the day two of the wedding, we didn't stay. We went home. This is how much people thought we were together. The day two of the wedding, right, they went to a function room, like, that was near the hotel. I think they got married in Trim Castle. They went to a day two, right? And you know, they really put up banners and all like that in the room. Congratulations, Rory and Enya. Yeah. Oh God.
Oh my God. No, stop.
I wasn't there to see it. Now I would have loved to witness it, but like I was like, what the fuck? Like, did no one do a bit of research? Like, that's how much people thought we were actually in a relationship. Like, they actually thought that we and him were getting married.
I hope his missus found the funny side of that.
Yeah. I think she did. Like, she does have a sense of humor, but that's what. And he had put up a couple of pictures with her on Facebook, and yeah. Her name is Emma. And you'd get people commenting on it and being just like, I thought he was riding Giz a laugh and all. And it's like real disrespectful stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's like, oh God. And again, from men, like,
it was men who put their banners up as well.
Yeah.
It probably was, yeah. Oh God. Like, imagine. Like, I couldn't imagine.
Walking into the room just as bad. You didn't go the next day.
Yeah.
I would have wanted the ground to open up and swallow me. Like,
you would have been gone around ripping them off the wall.
No, stop.
I was like, well, there's an E in our name, so they got that part right. You know what I mean? But like,
just scribble out, put MMA on the end of it.
Yeah, but I didn't know what to say. Like, he thought it was hilarious. He told me about it. Like, you know, he told me about that day. Like.
Jesus. Well, you won't be invited to any family functions and Rory stories like now.
Oh, stop. Like, he would see the funny side of it, you know, like he would have thought it was hilarious. But and we still stay in touch and stuff, but like, yeah, I think we kind of just drifted apart because I think we were starting to become our own product. And like, what would happen is when we were doing our own shows, people would be like, oh, expecting to see him with me on stage and stuff like that. It was just getting a bit it was getting a bit weird. Yeah, getting too associated with each other, like, and we were at the building up our own names and stuff like that. So you know.
Well, the video's done that purpose, like you've both kind of got something out doing the videos together, but then I think you kind of have to separate at the same time, like.
Yeah, but like,
separate relationship. Like, for anyone listening, you were never in a fucking relationship.
But like, it was just acting. But again, it was the force of its kind, like, to come out of this country, like, to an Irish girl, an Irish fella, to like not even be in a relationship and just make videos. Yeah. Like, it was a weird setup. Like, I can understand why people would think that, because I would assume that if I seen like a fella and a girl like making videos like that together. But so I can see where people were coming from. But now, like, it was just innocent, like, just videos like that.
They were great, though. All your videos are great, but they were like, I remember them at the beginning. Because they kind of like, I think they kind of took people back as well, being like, oh, there's actually Irish couples, like, not Irish couples, but Irish people making these videos.
Yeah.
Usually English or like whatever Americans like doing them, do you know, that kind of way.
Because we've done a couple of shows together. We did do a couple of shows together where we just come up with sketches and stuff like that. And then I was kind of starting to notice it then. I was like, oh, like, I think we're starting to become like a product now rather than like being known as two separate people, you know? And like, I think we just kind of gradually drifted apart over time. But it was a great experience. Like, and again, like, a lot of people related to it. But my fella is really, really camera shy. He's not into that. And like, his wife is the exact same. So he knew, we both knew there was an opportunity out there. No one else was doing it. Like, let's give it a bash, like the couple of videos. And yeah, they're doing well.
Yeah, they're doing great. Look at you now. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, and then...
You're ruined his bed,
you know? I know, ruined his bed, exactly, Jesus. Oh, God.
Oh, stop. But were you ever worried when you first started, because it was so early, like, into the kind of internet and Facebook stuff, were you ever worried about other people's opinions? Because I feel like in Ireland, it's very opinionated, and like, sometimes closed mind when it comes to, like, who she thinks she is, kind of that. We even talk about it doing the podcast, like, kind of, would we have even started it back in Ireland, because you have so many opinions kind of chipping in.
Yeah, no, like, and at the start, like, it was very, you're really sensitive to all that, because you're hearing it for the first time, like, oh, you're shit and blah blah, then you kind of start to think, oh, am I? But once you start like looking past all that, being like, no, like, there's actually people out there who do find me entertaining. Like, now when I do, like I said, when I look back at my earlier videos, I'm like, I think people are laughing at me rather than with me. Like, you know what I mean? But I think I've switched that around now. But I think if you are a natural at it, people will naturally like follow you and they'll enjoy it, you know, because you can spot from a mile away if someone's only in it for the following, because they're not good at what they do. Like, and you know, like, there's people online who are like really, really good makeup artists, and they've got following because like they're very good at taking the photos of the faces and like really artistic when it comes to that. And you know, for any other profession as well, like, and I think about, obviously, if I hadn't have like look past it in the beginning. Like, I don't think I would have continued, but yeah. And you're always going to get people who don't like it, and you do have to accept that. And I do understand, like, that not everyone's going to like me. Like, I don't like everyone online either. Like, I don't like every comedian or whatever else, but like I said, just keep scrolling. Like, you don't have to go out your way to say it. And I did learn eventually to, like, disassociate from it and just be like, right, and you don't take to heart what these people are saying, because these are nobodies. They've never met you. I mean, you look at their fucking profile picture and it's like, like 10 chins, like bald, and you know, middle-aged. Like, it's why are you letting someone like that get to you? Do you know what I mean?
Ruining your day or whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm starting to myself.
Exactly.
They're just intimidated by your confidence. And yeah, so I don't, get me wrong, like, I'm not going to say it doesn't bother me, like, and I am very safe with the stuff that I put up online. Like, I know, like, how to, like, literally not cross the line, but, like, stay on it, you know what I mean? Like, I can, like, kind of go not overboard, but know where, like, the safe spaces to stop, because there's other people out there who don't, and, like, they get, you're just not liked. Like, people will just turn on you, and that's all they remember about you. Like, I haven't had any kind of like PR disasters where, like, I've been all over, like, online, she's this, she's that. Like I say, I do play it safe, and I keep me private life. Like, there's a lot of things people wouldn't even know about me, even if they followed me for 10 years, you know, like, there's...
Yeah. You're better off, though, do you know what I mean? You don't need to know everything about you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you look at other people online who put up too much information about their relationships and stuff like that, or they make it part of who they are, like their fella or their girlfriend, and then when there's trouble in paradise, everyone wants to know, and everyone's talking about it, and everyone's making up rumors, and I would hate that. Like, I really would.
And it's more stuff for people to nitpick at, people that don't like you.
Yeah. And they judge you. Like I'd hate if, like, Gara was out on a pub one night and, like, someone was sending me a photograph, and, like, he could be talking to, like, one of his sister's friends, and, like, someone was sent me a photograph. Yeah, like, that's what you'd be up against. Do you know what I mean? Like,
him if he is.
She can have him, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't have to do a big hangover head next morning. No.
Oh, yeah, you can go on your hill walk with him. But it's
exactly.
Yeah, you will. I know I'm always going to get that. And I think it will start to get worse the bigger my profile gets. Like, I did a video for St. Vincent de Paul. It was a charity video. I reached out to them because they actually helped my family out a lot when I was younger. And I said, look, I know you have Christmas.
St. Vincent de Paul are great.
Yeah.
They're brilliant. And, like, I said, I don't really see any kind of, like, people, content creators or people with platforms doing stuff for them. I was like, look, I'd love to, if you have a campaign coming up, I'd love to do a video for you, you know, free of charge, 100%. I'd love to help you out, give back. And they were like, oh, that's great. Like, we would love to do a campaign around Christmas about donating, you know, like, food or heat. So, like, people who hadn't got the money, like, they have to decide, right, do we spend the money on food this week or do we spend money on heat? Like, it was really sad. And they put it up on their Facebook page. Right now, Instagram, like, me Instagram, I guess zero hate. Facebook, I know, is a bit different because that's where you got all the middle-aged people and
middle-aged
in Ireland and people, oh, that's awful, don't say that, you know what I mean? Like, but on the St. Vincent de Paul video on Facebook, people just being like, oh, it's easy to say for someone who's loaded. And I was like, loaded? I was like, fucking loaded.
It takes out of everything, though. Like, you're doing a good thing. You're switching it.
All you have to do is, like, anyone who's on the Lately and the RTE share it, all you'll see is, now, I've never been on it, but, like, when I look at other people who I know who've been on it, all you'll see in the comment section is, who is that? Who is she? Never heard of her. Oh God, I'd rather watch paint dry than watch horror. Or, like, oh my God, if she was in my garden, I'd close the curtains. Like, there's so much hate in this country. Like, they actually,
they're so critical of people. Very critical.
Yeah.
Like, and I think I was reading, it was like an article, I remember, and I think it was Keith Duffy and I think Brian McFadden, they went out and they were kind of doing their own boy's life or something.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're not even touring in Ireland because we just get fucking butchered, basically. We're only going to tour in England because they actually like us in England and people are actually buying our tickets. Yeah. We get so much criticism in Ireland, we're not even bothered. Like,
yeah.
And after hearing that, I was kind of like, do you know what? Ireland can be the most critical place. And I also think it's because people speak their fucking mind and they don't filter as much.
Yeah.
That's just the Irish for you, like.
But again, it's just fucking just having access to the internet. And it's like, you know what?
It's like wild, like as well. Do you know what I mean?
It's like wildfire, because all you have to do is look on one of them videos, and if someone says something like that, like who is she? Never heard of her. Like it gets about 100 likes, and yeah, it's like it's just the mentality in this country. Like, and you know, there's plenty of people who are very supportive, but then there's just people who they actually get a kick out of like bringing someone else down. Like they're just oh, do you know what I mean? Like they see someone being successful and like achieving their dreams and like smashing gold and like they're popular with the public, and they're like, no, let's take her down a peg or two. Like it's ridiculous. But
for a great podcast, Daniel, our battery's going dead in the laptop. I was like, Amy, I love battery. But I
ribs.
Here anyway. What does your ma think? Because your ma does a lot of the sketches with you. What does she think of everything? Like, does she love it? Or is she like, aye, and you fuck off, not today? Like, or does she love it? She bet into them with you.
Oh, she loves it, she does. And she loves coming back from the shops. A girl recognized me and, like, you know, like things like that. And she's like, yo, giz a laugh, Mara, aren't you? And I was just like, you should start making your own videos. And I'm like, ma, I think you're starting to make this up now. Like, do you know what I mean?
She's having her 15 minutes.
But I didn't lick it off a rock. Like, she is gas. Like, she's mad. Yeah. And, like, most of the stuff I don't even get on camera. Like, I'm just, I do be in fits laughing at some of the stuff she comes out with. Like, and it's like, I wish I had recorded that. But it's, like, she takes direction very well. And, like, she loves being on camera. And, like, it's because I know how much of a hard life she had, so it's great to see like that she feels loved and like she's getting attention and stuff. Yeah. Like, you know, it's really nice like that.
Oh, she's great. But, so funny.
Like I was saying this somewhere else, like, you know, where she grew up, she grew up in Ballyferma, but like when she grew up, like you couldn't like go for your goals or go for your dreams. You just literally had to walk and put bread on the table. Oh, yeah. Like that was it, you know. And I think looking back, if she was to be reborn again now, like she would make a great actress or a great entertainer, like, you know. But like I know it's not too late to start, but like, look, she can help me like along the way, like. And
you'd be booking it. Yeah. Sorry, Mad, do you have time to do this video with me? I know you have a very busy schedule now with your own career.
She's actually, she's on my payroll now. Like I actually hired her like as an employee. Oh, I did.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
To do that.
Because she helps you with me content and stuff like that. And I was like, it'd be great to like give her a little wage and stuff, you know, like go out and treat ourselves. Like
pocket money.
Yeah. So that's what I was even saying to her. I was like, you know, she's just like, oh, and you're like, can we do it tomorrow or something? And I'm just like we never spoke about sick leave. Like what's that? Do you know what I mean? I was like, have you got doctors now?
Yeah, you've got doctors now. You want to get the contract out?
Yeah. And she's a hypochondriac. Like, oh, there's always something wrong with her. Like, you know, like I could name 5 diseases that she's had this week. Like, she's just... She's mad. But yeah, no, she loves it. And like, she's so proud of me. And like, I always remember when I wanted to go for this and like, you know, make videos and leave like the office job, the 9 to 5. And they were just like, do it if you want. Like, they were never like kind of, you need to go to college, you need to do this, you need to do that. Like, I know I went to college anyway, but I was even kind of in that, I suppose, mentality where, oh, you have to go to college, you have to get a 9 to 5 like everyone else.
Yeah.
And I never liked the idea of working for anyone else. Like, I couldn't take direction from anyone. Like, if someone told me, put that box over there, I'd end up bringing it home with me. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's the reason I was. So I always did want to work for myself. And I thought, how am I going to be able to work for myself? And it took me like, I suppose up until about a year or so after school, probably about 2 years into the college, where I started thinking, oh, when the internet came along, like maybe like making videos or something, because Darren Conway was doing it at the time. I was like, I could do something like that. But I didn't think I knew it would take a very long time for me to make money off it. But I was like, where there's a will, there's a way. And like, that's what I would say to anyone who, you know, is unhappy in their job or something like that and has like the luxury to be able to leave and go pursue something that they love. Like, find something that you love and just capitalize on it. Like, how can I absolutely love this, and how can I make money from it and like make a living from it? Like, that's what I would say. And I'm just be delighted that I can do it and I can look after my man now and like something I never thought I'd be in a position to do. Like,
it's great. If you're going to like put anyone on your payroll, you want it to be family. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Oh, but don't get me, like, see, 2 days before she's due to be paid. Now, Enya, that's definitely going to go in on the force and all. I was like, yeah, it's going to go in. It's all automated, man. Like, what's she going to do? I don't know what the fuck the money
like. You keep pissing me off. I'll block the payment now.
Yeah. Like, I'll definitely, you didn't want to record.
Yeah.
Imagine me ringing the fucking CEO of Dunn's Stores. Now, my wage is definitely going to go in tomorrow, isn't it?
You sent that offering.
Yes. Oh. But you've been in movies, correct?
Yeah, Deadly Cuts.
And do you want to do more movies in the future? Is that something like you'd like to, like, would you, technically, would you want to stay in the Irish movie scene? Or would you want to expand out? Like, if you were to do movies, like, what kind of way would you want to go about it?
Like, I remember actually originally the plan was to go into acting before I even went on Facebook or anything. Like, yeah, like I always had an interest in that. I used to love doing drama workshops and stuff like that in school and, like, you know, in summer camps and stuff. But, like, people, like, I got very well paid for that. Like, and that was my first proper, you know, movie role. Like, and I was approached through my Facebook page, through Gizzle Ash. Yeah, so I didn't even have to audition. Like,
perks, yeah.
Because it's like a showreel. Like, they look at you and, like, oh, she'd see one of the characters that I'm thinking of. Like, I remember Rachel Carey, who wrote the film, and she contacted me. She's like, oh, we have a role. We think you'd be perfect for it. It was actually the lead role, would you believe? And I auditioned for it and I didn't end up getting it. But what they did was they called me back and they were like, we have another role that we think you'd be great for as well, if you want to audition for that. And I ended up getting that. I think it was Stacey was the name of me, or Lindsay, I forget now. But
I sound like a weirdo, but I'm like, yeah, it was Lindsay.
No, the person who played, I don't even know her name. And you were like, yeah, you played Lindsay.
The other side of that camera now, there's just a big fucking poster of Deadly Cuts on your wall. Yeah, I did it for over 6 weeks. So I'd be in for like 2 days, and then the following week I'd be in for like 1 day. Like, it was all shot in pieces, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, they looked after you very well. It was like being on a proper movie set. Like, you'd have craft service. So, like, you'd be getting your breakfast handed in the morning while you're getting your hair and makeup done. Like, it was like, I think like the budget was like £1 million. Like, and when I seen that, like, I get a lot of messages being like, will you be in this movie? Will you be in that movie? And they're all like kind of like independent movies, or like, you know, yeah, budget movies. And I'm just like, I've so much on my plate. Like, but when I seen this is the name of the movie, this is the production company, this is the budget, I was like, oh my god, I'm going for that.
Yeah. Wouldn't you be mad not to?
But like, acting, like, even though a lot of people aspire to be one, like, it's a lot of standing around. Like, it really is. Like, you're standing around waiting for the fixed lights. You have to do the take about 12 times. Like, by the 10th time, you're like, I don't even feel in character anymore. Like, this just feels like draining now.
Yeah.
And especially if it's an emotional scene, like, if you're sort of like really angry, or like, you know, be really upset, like, if you're doing that in like 5 or 6 takes, like, it starts to become harder, because you're like, I can't keep making myself cry, or it's taking up a lot of energy for me to be angry. Whereas like, when you're just being funny, it's even still like, it can be hard, like, to say a joke, to say a punchline for the sixth time, it's hard to make it sound funny, like, you know. But no, it was a really enjoyable experience. And there was talk about it being made into a series, like, but that was back at the premiere. But like, nothing's ever came of it. But I would love to be asked back to do something like that, you know. That'd be amazing. So stuff like that, like, is really enjoyable and funny. But like, it is, they're long days, like, they're really long days.
Would you ever think it's a bit doing like something, like, even if it was a series, like Kin, like something real serious?
Yeah, I would like to do something like that, because I want people to see like that I'm not just a comic actor, or like, I'm not just a funny girl, you know, like, I can switch it on if I want. But again, you only get better at that with practice. So like, I'd love to do a couple of other things. Well, I'm just kind of like being a bit of a shitter, but like, rather than just going straight for it, like, I'll have a bit more experience. But like, if you do the audition and you think you're right for the part, then you're right for the part. Yeah, so yeah, like, why not? But
like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've been approached a number of times through me social medias for like acting jobs, and I've auditioned for them, but like, I don't have any acting agents, like, and that's the good thing as well, because they take a big commission out of it. And like,
yeah,
it's, you hear American actors say this all the time, like, that you get told no a lot. Like, you think like these are overnight successes, like, these like big A-list Hollywood actors, but they had to go through a lot of rejection as well.
Yeah, that can be hard.
Yeah, so there's more no's and yes and stuff.
Oh, totally, 100%. Yeah, like, there's even like, I was even approached, like, would I write anything, like a TV show? And like, you know, I would like to do it, but it would have to be the right time, the right concept, Yeah. I wouldn't just write one for the sake of it, just be like, oh, I wrote a TV show. Like, I'd want it to be really fun, and I'd want it to like have the proper actors and like a good idea, like, you know. But who knows, like, maybe down the line.
Yeah. I could definitely see that in like the future, that like something you'd fall into. I feel like with that, you have to want to do it yourself instead of someone being like, oh, here, we have some money, like, make a show. Because then it's
like forced.
Yeah. Stuff. Where actually you could start, like, one day something could happen, like, that's a great idea now, for a show.
If the paycheck was big enough, I'd fucking write.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Yeah, like. But the thing is, when you're under pressure, like, you can't write. Like, it has to come to you naturally. Yeah. Like a lot of me videos are like that. Like, I would go, but now in saying that, like, if I sit down, really put my mind to it, like, I could think of something. But sometimes you don't want to just put up a video for the sake of, like, putting it up, because I haven't put up one in a day or two. Because then it can end up being shit. Like, I find TikTok helps a lot with like me creativity, being like, oh, they did a video about that, I'm gonna do an Irish version of it, you know, like, and it does very well. Or like, it helps you think of other stuff, being like, oh yeah, I actually do that and stuff. Like, TikTok's great for, like, I know, like, it can be, sometimes you get sucked into a hole and you're on it for bleeding hours, like, so
hours.
I mean,
hours.
Yeah,
it's like a new Google for people, though, in a sense, like how do I open it, tin can, we can open it. Just for example, I don't know why that came to my head, but that's just an example. People will quicker go and put that into TikTok now than they will Google.
Yeah,
I remember hearing that before. Like, it's actually starting to be on par now with Google in terms of like search engines. Like,
and I think because you're visually seeing like certain things on TikTok, like, you know, if you Google something, it's like number one, get your can, number two, get the can open. But on TikTok, it's like physically showing you.
Yeah, and it's obviously showing YouTube, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, the way you said shorter, like, people's attention spans, like, I couldn't put up like a video that's over 90 seconds now. Like, people just wouldn't watch it. Like,
it's crazy.
It's weird. Like,
because you have to like, your attention for so long. Like,
you have to make it short and snappy, like, because otherwise you just get bored so quick. Like, it's mad. Like, I remember I used to upload like 4 minute videos and all to Facebook back in the day, and how they fucking done so well, I'll never know. Like, but they did.
Yeah,
it's madness. It's crazy. But anyway, what have you got coming up now? You're doing live shows, are you? You have live shows coming up?
Yeah, so I'll be doing a couple of the comedy festivals during the summer in Ireland. And then I'm doing Vicar Street on the 22nd of September. So there's still tickets available for that on Ticketmaster. Doing my stand-up show, Ask Your Ma. So it's all about, like, you know, moving in with me fella, obviously having friends who have kids now, like, stuff like that. The new parts, like, I'm evolving now in life as opposed to my old stand-up show. And then I'm in Mullingar on the 6th of May. So if you're from Mullingar, I'm going to be doing the Mullingar Arts Centre. And who knows? Maybe I'll hopefully get to Canada as well sometime soon.
Oh, you're gonna get dragged over.
Yeah.
Skull dragged
over. You have to, you'll do like a show over here, like, we'll all come out of cracks in the fucking ground, all of us Irish.
Everyone just flocks to something that's Irish, is it?
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. There's like so many Irish here though in general. Like, even like, we have friends here that are English, but they're half Irish who lived in Ireland, but they have an English accent. Like, if they know like everyone in Ireland as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a mix and pop, but but thanks for coming on and talking to us two gobshites.
No, enjoy it. Thanks, Neil.
Well, we won't be getting fucking free tickets for Ed Sheeran anytime soon. No, probably you.
I know, yeah, God love him, but even if I did get free tickets, no, I'm only joking. really enjoyed it, because usually like the majority of the podcast is how did you start, how this, but yeah, that was a really random conversation, so
well, it's just something different, because like loads of interviews I think are so serious, like when people turn on the news it's fucking doom and gloom all the time, like, and we started this in the pandemic because everyone was stuck at home, so we were like, even with like immigrants, like Irish immigrants over Canada, like, they're stuck indoors, some of them are on their own living at home, they can't go anywhere, so even if they can hear like two of us shy on for half an hour or whatever during their day while they're stuck in their gaff, like, it breaks it, like, they don't feel as alone. The whole point of it was like life's already serious enough, like, if you're gonna fucking do something, have a laugh when you're doing, like, you would even know yourself making videos, like, have a laugh while you're doing something, like, outside of everything else, so
You never really see me be serious on my giggle laugh page.
Well, it would be a bit controversial, wouldn't it? Give us a laugh.
Like, what the fuck?
People would probably still think it's a joke as well, though. That's the funny thing. You'd be aware of fucking crying down your channel, like.
Yeah, and I would have to do a video now about ringing your mar up at your friend's sleepover because
it has to be done. But anyway, thanks so much, and we'll leave all your details down below. On TikTok, Instagram,
everything,
Spotify, everything will be down below.
Your show as well.
We'll link everything for your shows as well down below. So if anyone who's listening and is in Ireland and Mullingar and wants to go see Enya, give us a laugh. Go and check out and buy tickets because you can do them in the link below. And if you're Canadian and you don't follow already, I'm sure you do. If you're Irish over here, go follow.
Yeah, thanks a million, girls.
We'll have to have you on again.
Definitely. The 100 episode or something.
Yeah, you'll have to get Rory Stories now on for your 10 year anniversary now for your pet.
I should know Ronaldo by then, so we get him on.
You never know. Happens. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Go on, Ronnie.
And thanks again so much.
It was great talking to you.
What time is it over there?
It's like 1:15. Yeah. What time is it?
Right. Well, good afternoon anyway.
good afternoon. You might catch eat now, not to you if you're quick enough.
You'll have your lunch, I'll have my dinner.
Yeah. Well, anyways, thanks again. It was great talking to you.
Thanks, Enya.
See you later.
See ya. Bye.